In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. I wish everybody a blessed and a happy Coptic New Year. As you all know, we celebrated the Feast of Nowruz a couple of days ago, 3 days ago, and today we are already in the fourth day of the blessed month of Tut of the year. Had Arif? Anybody knows the year that we're in now? 1742. Okay, very good. 1742. As we are accustomed, the first Sunday of every Coptic New Year, the church lays in front of us an example for all of us to learn from, which is the example of John the Baptist. We happen to celebrate his feast on the second day of the year, which was a couple of days ago. And on Sunday of the first Sunday of Tut, and the church lays his example in front of us, and the Lord Jesus Christ gives the testimony regarding him and says about John the Baptist that there is no one born of woman greater than he. The church takes that and places Jean the Baptist in the commemoration of the saints, rightfully, immediately after Saint Mary and the angelic hosts. So before we start mentioning any human, and after Saint Mary and the angelic hosts, then Jean the Baptist comes the first one. Now, what I want to discuss with you today is the Lord Jesus Christ that says about him that he is the greatest one that is born of a woman. I want to discuss with you three aspects of his personality that we would like to learn from and to imitate in order for us to be able to reach heaven just like he has reached heaven. The first aspect that we want to discuss about his personality is the aspect of his courage. Okay, he was courageous. And when I speak about courage, it is really important to emphasize that when I speak about courage here, I'm emphasizing, I'm talking about courage in godly things, not just courage in worldly things. يعني إيه؟ I talk about courage, يعني people that go into a fight, people that go into like a boxing ring or something like this, or a UFC fight, مثلا. These are very courageous people, صح؟ يعني مين يقدر يخش this ring كده ويقف in front of one of those giants, okay, and be ready to get a good beating, okay? So these are very courageous people. But that's not the kind of courage that I'm talking about. I'm also not talking about courage that has to do, مثلا, with political views or things like this, okay? Because oftentimes this kind of courage comes with personal interest. But what I'm speaking of here, I'm speaking of courage, which is the godly courage. يعني إيه؟ I'll give you an example. It was said about John the Baptist that he came with the spirit of Elijah. طب Elijah the prophet دون عمل إيه؟ Elijah the prophet, he went and he had a challenge with the priests of Baal because he saw that the whole of Israel nation is turning into the worshiping of Baal. So he said, bring me all the priests of Baal, and he led an open challenge in front of everybody where he asked them to make an offering, and he's going to make an offering. And at the end, when his offering was accepted, then he asked all the Israelites to go and kill the priests of Baal. He asked them to do that knowing that Baal and the priests of Baal were supported by the king and the queen of Israel. But he didn't care about that. He didn't care. He knew that he was speaking the word of truth. And courage does not often come with being in a comfortable zone, in your comfort zone. بصوا هديكم example. يعني when we talk about courage, okay, speaking about to do what is right. It is very easy to speak about doing what is right when you're talking in church. يعني أنا هنا I'm talking to a bunch of believers, right? You all came. I didn't go get you from home, right? You all willingly came and you're willingly sitting in front of me. At least some of you, okay, maybe some of you غصب عنكم, but serious, but you're all willingly sitting in front of me. And some of you are wanting to listen to what Abuna has to say, okay? فأقول لكم أي حاجة, into your ears are already tuned to listen to what I want to say, and you're expecting you're going to come and Abuna is going to give a sermon. أكيد هيكلم about God يعني, مش هيكلم about حاجة تانية, okay? So very easy to do this. But now if I have to go and do exactly what I'm doing, for example, in a different environment where people don't want to hear the word of God, what is likely to happen, right? Get shot in the neck, صح? That's what would happen, right? And this is the real courage. Real courage is not to speak when you are among people that know you and love you and agree with your opinion and have the same mindset like you, okay? Courage is not when you talk about godly things with people that already know the truth and already is walking in the path of the truth. But courage is when you go out of your comfort zone and you talk to the prophets of Baal, and you talk to the priest of Baal and the queen that supports Baal, and point to her erroneous way, that what you're doing is wrong, what you're worshiping is idols, right? No wonder why King Jezebel promised and she swore that she's not gonna even allow the day to pass before Elijah is dead. But God preserved Elijah. God preserved Elisha because he was there for a mission. And he will do to some, and to some others, he will allow them to be martyred because they spoke the word of truth. John the Baptist was a courageous man. And what he said to tax collectors, imagine you're sitting among a bunch of thieves and you're telling them, do not cheat. Cheat mean ya am. This is our life is all none but all cheating. And you're coming asking us, do not cheat anybody. Okay. Soldiers are coming to him and he's telling them, do not abuse your authority. Abuse authority. Everything we do is about authority. Okay. This is how we're making a living, by misusing our authority. But he didn't care. He spoke the word of truth. Speak the word of truth. Be courageous, because this is what God placed us here to be. Look at story. There was a young man that was very sincere to my heart, يعني. Things happened in his life, and because of these things, he turned away from God, from church, for a while. And he ended up getting into a really bad relationship where there was actually a woman living with him, not married or anything, just living with him. And he used to bring her and come to me, and every time he would come to me, I found, like, deep down me, I want to tell him, what you're doing is wrong. You guys are living in sin, but she's right there, right? And he's right there, and I couldn't get myself to say it. For a few months, until one time he came and he was sitting with me, and then I was finally بقى خلاص يعني جبت آخري. So I said, that's it. What you guys are doing is wrong. You guys are living in sin. You cannot continue being like this. Okay? You need to go your separate way. And then he was like, Abuna, so what do you want me to do? The woman wasn't from America, by the way, okay? She was from a different country. I told him, you go home, you book her a ticket, and you ship her back to her country. Okay? This was in front of her, by the way. طبعا أنا قلت الكلمة وقلت إيه بقى عوضي على الله يعني whatever is going to happen is going to happen. Okay, I'm probably never going to see this guy's face again. and that's it. يعني, and that's the end of this relationship. And خلاص على كده. Okay. So he leaves. And I don't hear anything from him for about a month or so. And then after a month, he shows up to church. And then he is attending one of the meetings. And after the meetings, he comes to me and he says, Abuna, I want to talk to you after the meeting. I said, sure. So anyways, I take him to a room and we sit down. And as soon as he sits down, he says to me, Abuna, can I tell you something? And I said, sure. And he says to me, never underestimate the power of your words. And I tell him, what do you mean? He says, just listen to me. Never underestimate the power of your words. I tell him, why are you saying this? He says, you know how I came to you last time with Fulana, and you told me this is wrong and you must end it. And then you said, book her a ticket and ship her back to her country. And I said, yes. Yeah, it's not like you did that. It was not actually I did. I went home and I booked her a ticket. And not only booked her a ticket, I booked her a hotel room so she doesn't spend the night with me in the house. And when she fainted, عملت يعني انها فينت حركات يعني بتاع okay. When she fainted, I told her, okay, you're gonna faint, it's okay, you can stay in the house, I'm gonna go spend the night in the hotel room. And then I went back the next day, I took her, and I sent her back to her country, and that was it. Let me just tell you that that incident transformed his life and her life. Now, that woman is back in her country, married with children, good, happy. And he is here, married with children and happy. So oftentimes, all it takes is you just speak. Just speak, be brave and speak, okay? Now that's the first thing. The second thing about John the Baptist, not just that he was courageous, but he was courageous and he witnessed to God. So his courage, again, as I said, it wasn't about earthly things, okay? يعني ما هوش macho man كده ماشي يتخانق مع الناس and firing everybody. That's called the thug, okay? That's not called the witness, okay? But he was a witness to Christ, okay? What his purpose here is not to be famous, okay? And there are some people that become famous and even obtain, you know, like ranks and offices and whatever by being a thug, okay? By being kinda very bold and yani bully, scaring everybody off. Okay, that's not what I'm talking about. And he did not care about an office. He did not care about anything. He didn't even care about followers, okay? But what he cared for is that he is here to direct people to Christ. This is his purpose. And this is his mission. This is why he's called the forerunner. The forerunner, يعني اللي بيجري قدام somebody, for, in front, يعني in front of. So he was the forerunner. He is the one that was running in front of Christ with a trumpet or with a blow horn saying, here, he is behind me. Just look at him, okay? I am just the one that is preparing the way, a voice of one crying in the wilderness. Prepare the way of the Lord. This was John the Baptist. He witnessed to Christ. He witnessed to God at all the time. Be a witness to God. If you aren't able to do what with your words, then do that with your actions. Do that with your deeds. You don't have to go around preaching and talking if you happen to be a shy person or if you happen to be in a culture where you're not allowed to. Here you are allowed to. And here people are witnessing to whatever it is that they are worshiping or following or preaching all the time. And oftentimes it's a joke, okay? What they are speaking. I shared with you guys one time an example how I was in the Americana and I was stopped by two young youth. And they told me, we are here to preach you about God the Mother. And I said, what is that? I didn't know. And then they said, you know, there's God the Father and God the Son. I said, yes. قالوا لي, okay, we're here to preach you about God the Mother. قلت, and then طلعوا لي كده بتاع looks like a family tree, وفيها God the Father و God the Mother و God the Son. قلت لهم the family tree is incomplete, عشان where is God uncle و God تيتا و God عم و خالته بقى بقية العيلة يعني. عشان يعملوا حفلة بقى. Where is the rest of them? فpeople, and these are two young, يعني كده handsome men, ولابسين بقى تايز ومش عارف ايه وحاجة, و going in a mission in the Americana in Glendale on a Sunday evening, preaching about God the Mother. Okay? ونحن عندنا the right beliefs, وقاعدين Sunday evening خايفين نفتح بقنا, we're worried that people are gonna mock us, or the people are gonna make fun of us, ويقولوا لنا, oh, انتوا ال Coptic people, مش اللي بتلبسوا البتاعة دي. Okay. لا لا لا, بصوا, witness to God, because we live in a time where people actually want to hear the truth and they want to know God. Okay, so use every opportunity to witness to God, if not by words, at least by your actions. The Catholic Church, one time they did an amazing thing where they send two monks to live in a country where Christianity was not allowed to be preached. And these two monks, all that they did is they had a piece of land where they farmed it, and on the weekend they just took some, like a basket of whatever produce that they had farmed, and they just sat in the marketplace and they just sold. They did nothing but sell fruits and vegetables. Nothing but sell fruits and vegetables. But you know what? Everybody that came to buy from these two monks, over the time they felt that there is something different about them. Their honesty, their demeanor, the quality of the produce that they are selling, the way they interact with others, they just felt something is different. And they couldn't help but to ask, who are you? What are you? And believe it or not, these two monks were a reason to turn a lot of people in that town into Christianity, without even saying anything. Okay? So one of the first thing is to be courageous, and the second thing is to witness. Okay? What is the third thing? Is to remain humble. To remain humble. John the Baptist, what does the Lord says about him? He says, no one is greater than he. And what does John the Baptist say about himself? I'm not even worthy to loose his sandal straps. What does John the Baptist say about himself? He says about that Jesus must increase and I must decrease, right? He remained humble, even though he knew and he heard from Jesus this testimony of him. There's nothing greater than that. نحن, we work hard all of our life علشان بس نقول Jesus يقول لنا, well done, you good and faithful servant. ده مش بيقول له you good faithful servant. ده بيقول له greater than a prophet. بيقول له, he's saying to John the Baptist, you are greater than a prophet. مش good and faithful servant. ومن رغم من كده يقول John the Baptist about himself, I'm not worthy to loosen his sandal strap. This is about the tricky part اللي احنا we struggle with. ليه؟ لأن احنا كل ما we do something good, then we feel good about ourselves, then what happens to the ego? زي البالونة كده تتنفخ. Okay? Then it goes, لا لا لا. Do good, and when you do good, say, I am none but an unprofitable servant. نحن عبيد بطلون. Do good and say, I am none but an unprofitable servant. And I have not done anything other than what I must do, I ought to do. I'm not doing anything extra. إحنا now, the standard بتاعنا is below the normal. Okay? So below what is expected. So when we reached what is expected, when we reached standard, when we reached average, نبقى حلو يعني good أهو passing. يعني مثلا الواحد مش بيروح يجد بس passing grade وبيرجع بقى فرحان قوي، hey mom look I got a C. فرحان قوي because it's a passing. okay. أما يا أخي تبقى تجيب إيه؟ أبقى ارجع بوست أباوت إت يعني، أوكي؟ بس إحنا يعني ده ماكسيمم، ده ماكسيمم ده وي جيت. الستاندرد بتاعنا دلوقتي إز سي، أوكي؟ فخلينا ريمين هامبل، ليتس ريمين هامبل ونقول له لورد جست أو لورد يعني إيه؟ أكسبت مي وين أي كم إنتو يور كينجدم، ذاتس أول ذات أي نيد. May we keep this example of John the Baptist in front of our eyes throughout this year. Learn to be courageous, to always witness the truth, and to remain humble, and glory be to God forever. Amen.